For WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. Though the police say the investigation is ongoing following a murder-suicide at a home on Wednesday, police say a 60-year-old woman was found shot to death yesterday morning in a front yard. A man yet to be identified but believed to be the woman's ex-husband was found inside the home dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Governor Kay Ivey has signed into law a bill that aims to protect in vitro fertilization patients and providers from legal liability. The bill grants civil and criminal immunity for in vitro fertilization service providers and receivers. And drivers along a portion of Alabama State Route 10 can expect slowdowns for the next several months as ALDOT crews work on a resurfacing project. Reduced speeds due to lane closures are expected on 10 from Blue Springs to just west of Abbeville. The work and slowdowns in the area should wrap up by the fall. Dale County authorities say the manhunt for an armed and dangerous fugitive is over. Wednesday morning, a call for assistance from the U.S. Marshals came in to search for Burgess Flowers. Daleville City schools were placed on lockdown yesterday while a search was conducted in the nearby woods. Flowers was captured just after 3 p.m. Wednesday near Tank Hill Road. A new pickleball complex is now open to the public and enterprise. City leaders, along with members of ESEC and the community, were on hand for the ceremonial serve to officially open the courts yesterday. Officials say those courts will be open to the public from sunup to sundown until all the lights are installed and working. A Wiregrass town is among the top 100 for college basketball fans. The city of Troy comes in at number 48 in a new survey by Wallet Hub. It compared stats in 9 key metrics like the number of teams per city, winning percentages, and stadium capacity. Los Angeles topped the list at number 1. And that's the latest look at your headlines. From WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 103.9.